Today's daf is daf dalet and zvachim. We are on Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Shimon presents himself as a steer, as a contradiction between himself. One place Rabbi Shimon says that when you have a shinui kodesh, when you have try to convert a mincha from one type of mincha to another type of mincha, so Rabbi Shimon says that's fine, it's totally fine. You still get credited for the mincha, and the terminology that Rabbi Shimon says is ma'aseh mochichen alaha. Yeah, it seems to be fine because your actions seem to speak to what you're doing much louder than what your words are saying. That's one Rabbi Shimon. The other Rabbi Shimon that we have, and it's found on Beis Amud Beis, is that if I offer a carbon mincha and I do a shalal l'shma, so it's alo alu l'balam, it doesn't get credited towards its owner. Okay, which is the standard pshat, meaning that's what the Mishnah taught us. And that is what we learned in the first Mishnah in Zvachim. So, how do you understand Rabbi Shimon? You'll see later on this morning terminology. Lohi ganu l'sof da'atenu shel Rabbi Shimon. It's kind of hard to get to the bottom of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's tough. It's a blatant contradiction between the two Rabbi Shimon. So, the first approach that we went through yesterday and we finished is the approach of Rabba. Rabba said that the difference is between Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Abalam. Meaning by Shinui Kodesh, if I try to change the designation of the carbon itself, the carbon mincha itself, so that doesn't accomplish anything. Why? Because, look, what you're doing, there's only one explanation to what you're doing. When I take the flour and I put it in a deep dish, that's a marcheshes, that's what it is. Anything I say can't refute the fact that it's a marcheshes, and that's simply what it is. The same thing would be true with a machavas, with a thin pan. If I put the flour in a thin pan and I fry it in a thin pan, so that's a machavas. And whatever I say can't change what it is. It is a machavas. However, by shinui ba'alim, if I change the owner, so that's something that's not apparently obvious. So it could very well be that I'm really trying to change the designation of the owner. It's something which the Gemara uses a terminology. It's lo minkara. It's not something which is self-evident. And so therefore such a shinui would in fact work. And that is the resolution of the two Rabbi Shimons. The Gemara yesterday went through a long series of challenges. Do we find anywhere else in the world of Karbanos that what I'm doing is so self-evident, it's so obvious, that there's no other explanation? Rabbi Shimon would also agree that the carbon would work. And the Gemara did come to a number of cases. The Gemara came to a case by Ophos. The Gemara came up in a case of Zevach, where yes, what you're doing is undisputably, it's irrefutable. There's no other explanation in terms of what you're doing. And the Gemara conceded, yeah, Rabbi Shimon would agree in those cases. Okay, that's approach number one. We're on Gimel Amud Beis. And we are now starting approach number two. Rav Amar Lokasha. Kan become its mincha l'shem mincha, kan become its mincha l'shem zevach. Okay. Approach number two says it depends. It depends whether or not when you did the kemitza, when you did the act of taking the fistful of flour and taking it out of the mincha, I had in mind another type of mincha, or I had in mind a karban. Okay. Now, it's extraordinarily strange. When you're dealing with a flower and a flower offering, as you pick it up, you say, I'm doing this l'shem karban ola, l'shem karban shlamin. Okay, but despite the fact that it's a little bit strange, but still the point is that is the resolution of the two Rabbi Shimons. Now, what's the difference between whether I have another mincha in mind or I have another karban in mind? So he goes on to explain, mincha l'shem mincha, v'zos toras ha-mincha, tor achas l'chol ha-menachos. If I have one mincha if I have one type of mincha and I have another type of mincha in mind, so they're all categorically the same. The Torah says, "Zos Torah Samincha." These are the laws of the mincha. Coming up in this week's parsha, last week's parsha, this week's parsha, the two parshas that really guide us through the entire discussion of Karbanos and Menachos. So Zos Torah Samincha tells us that every mincha, even though there are different types of menachos, there's a marcheshes, there's a machves, there's mafet tanor, there's different types of minchas, but they're all categorically the same. So, if I have one type of mincha in mind, even though that's not the one I'm preparing right now, they're all basically the same. Every mincha is the same. But mincha l'shem zevach, but if I have a karban in mind, Zos Torah Samincha v'zevach lo ksiv. You see, the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah doesn't compartmentalize, categorically place mincha and zevach in the same category. So they're two different things, so therefore such a shina would work. So you see, the approach of Rava is totally different than Rava. It has nothing to do with what's self-evident versus what's not self-evident. It's a question of category. How to categorize. since all menachos fall basically under the same category, zos taras mencha, so therefore, yeah, I know you messed up, I know you had another mincha in mind, but they're all the same. But if I have another carbon in mind, a carbon and mincha are not the same, and therefore such a shinui would work. If you understand Rava well, you realize that Bishimon's not really speaking to what he means. Meaning, you go back to the Braisa and you read the Braisa again, and we'll do this again, Daf Beis Amud Beis. And look at the top of the page. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kolam Menachos Nikmat Shloshman Ksheres Va'alul Abal on L'shem Chova Sheinam Menachos Domos Zvachim. Mincha is not the same as Zevach. All right, that part of the Brice is good. Mincha is not the same as Zevach. Now, think about it according to Rava. What does that mean? It means Mincha is one category, Zevach is another category. But then listen to the next part of the Brice. Shakomitz Machvas L'shem Acheshas Maaseha Mochichin Alaha. Now, that part's really not good. Meaning, because this is, according to Rava, this has nothing to do concerning what's self-evident and what's not self-evident. Maaseh mochichin alaha, the actions prove itself, that's not the issue over here. The issue is how to categorize. Menachos are all basically the same. Zevach is not the same as mincha. So what in the world does Rabbi Shimon mean when he says maaseh mochichin alaha, according to Rava? Okay, so the Gemara is going to ask exactly this question. The Hatana, this is now the Gemara asking. The Hatana Mibnesha Maasem Ochichen Allah Kamar? Yeah. So what are you going to do with that line of Rabbi Shimon when he says Maasem Ochichen? Ha'achi Kamar. So the Gemara says we're going to say a Pshat. And it's going to be a little rough, this Pshat. And I'll explain why it's going to be rough in just a moment. Af Agav de Machshava de Lo Minka Rehi, even though it's a Machshava de Lo Minkara, even though we know you are lying, but viti pasel, and we should say that it's pasel. Zos taras mincha tara achas ochol amenachos. Okay. Meaning. Now, what makes this difficult, and took me a while to figure out this Gemara, is that, and Rashi speaks exactly to this point, is that what the Gemara just did, is the Gemara just said, af agav de machshava de lo mincha rehi. It's something which is not recognizable. We've been using that terminology up to this point in time in the Gemara to describe something which is not self-evident. What the Gemara now is doing is using the same exact terminology, and what it means is it's something which is totally self-evident. And Rashi makes that point, and Rashi says that this lo minkara is not the same as we used earlier in the Gemara, and it was a little tricky in terms of reading. But the point the Gemara is making is as follows. When the Gemara says Maaseh Mochichin Alaha, means look, I know in Menachos it's kind of hard to mess it up. It's really hard to mess it up. Look at what's going on in front of you. You have a deep dish. It's called a Marcheshes, and the Kohen's sitting there and he's saying this is L'shem Achvas. Okay, we all know he's not speaking the truth. We all know that he's wrong, but still, and theoretically, or fundamentally, he should passel it. Meaning, here this approach of Rava is so radically different than the approach of Rava. Rava is saying it should definitely be passel, because we all, not only is he wrong, we all know he's wrong, and so therefore, in theory, it should be passel. So why isn't it passel? Why, according to Rabbi Shimon, if he has a shinui kodesh instead of saying a machvas, he says a marcheshes, why is it okay? Because they're all categorically the same. It's basically, there are different types of minchas, but they're all the same. It's all a mincha. So the Gemara says, that's really the crux of Rabbi Shimon. It's a question of category. And now, let's go to the next part of Rabbi Shimon. Umayav abezvachem eno kein. And what did Rabbi Shimon mean when he says, oh, but that's not true by a zevach? Af agav deshchit achas akulam vezos taras amincha vezevach lo ksiv. Because the Gemara says, yeah, because categorically, a carbon is not the same as a mincha. The Torah doesn't say zos taras hamincha vezevach. Torah doesn't do that. Torah just simply says zos taras hamincha. So zevach and mincha don't fall together. Okay. So now, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rava, the whole approach is based on how do we categorize. If something falls under the same category, so therefore, a shinui is not going to make a difference, because it's basically the same. So the Gemara says, let's take this and let's see if we can extend it to other areas in the world of Kachim. Elamiata chatas chelo sheshach l'shem chatas dam. Okay? By accident, I ate chelev, forbidden fats of an animal. It was shogig, I didn't mean to do it. So now, I have to bring a carbon chatas. So this is what's called a chatas chelav. A chatas because I need to bring a because I ate chelav. And the kohen, as he's shechting, it says, I'm shechting it l'shem chatas dam. Meaning, he thinks that I ate blood, which also would have warranted a carbon chatas, but that's not what I did. I didn't eat blood, I ate chelav. L'shem chatas avodas kochavim, or he thinks I did avodas zara, l'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzara. Tehek sheira, the Torah says, so according to Rabbi Shimon, right, we don't follow this way, but according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's all a function of category, it's all chatas. Okay, so chatas chelav versus chatas dam. But it's all chatas, so categorically it should be the same. And according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rava's approach, it should be fine. So the Gemara's response is, yeah, that's fine. La Rabbi Shimon hachinami. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, that would in fact work. La Rabbanan.
That's not the halacha.
Because this is all.
It's no longer Gemara.
No, because it's a chatas. Chatas is psula. With shinui chatas is puzzle. Right? Two exceptions in terms of when a shinui disqualifies. One's a chatas and the other's a carbon pesach. So this is a chatas. So once we're in the chatas category, so if you don't subscribe to this Rabbi Shimon, it's puzzle. It's totally disqualified. So the Gemara says, Tarachas achol chatas. So Rabbi Shimon achinam. So the Gemara says, yeah. Yes, according to Rava, since categorically they're the same, so then it would work. I'm sorry, Kshera. Sorry. Ha'amar Rava. Right? The Rava says that if you take a chatas chelav and shefta for a chatas dam, or for a chatas avodah zar, it would be kasha l'shem chatas, nazil l'shem chatas mesor psula. So the Gemara says, but if I have a different type of chatas in mind, a chatas nazir, a chatas mesor, it would be disqualified. Dahani olos behadayu ninu. So the Gemara says, because those are different types of chataos. Right? Rashi here offers two explanations of what it means. I'll go with Rashi's second explanation because, quite frankly, Rashi and Zvachim offers a second explanation as well. It means that when you have in mind a chatas of a nazir, a chatas of a mitzora, they're not sinners per se. They didn't do anything wrong. Right? We discussed this back in Zvachim. We know that a mitzora gets his saras because of speaking Lashon Hara, but that's a correlation. It's not an absolute causation A to B. Okay, so but anyway, but the chatas of mitzvah and the chatas of a nazir, they are not sinners per se. Their chatas is not really a chatas. Dahani olos, right? Bahadayu ninu. The second pshat of Rashi, which I just explained, fits a little bit better if we take out the word bahadayu. Okay, Rashi does that. Anyway, the point is that there is such a concept that if I have another type of chatas in mind, as long as it's a chatas that functions as a mechaper, as it provides atonement, then yes, then the chatas still remains a good chatas. Before we conclude, Rava, the Gemara just sticks in one more point. Rav Acha Brei de Rava Masni Lelekula Lepsula. Rav Acha Brei de Rava says that anytime you change a chatas, even if it's to another type of chatas which provides kapara, so functionally it's the same chatas, so he's of the opinion that it's always going to be disqualified. You have to have the right sin in mind. V'shachat oso lichatas, l'shem oso chatas. You have to have the right chatas in mind. This doesn't upset the approach of Rava. The approach of Rava still is intact. This is just saying on that last point that you just made, that as long as you have a chatas in mind, even though you don't have the right sin in mind, that's okay. Rav Acha says, and this is the Rambam, says this is a halacha. No. You have to have both a chatas in mind and the correct sin in mind. So if I ate chelev and a chatas is being brought on my behalf, I bring the carbon chatas, the Kohen has to have in mind chelev. No other sin out there. Okay? But that's approach number two, the approach of Rava. The approach of Rava is, it's all a function of category. Since menachos are categorically the same, zos tarasa mincha, so therefore, shinui doesn't matter, because I'm not changing. It's all mincha. Okay? And what the difficulty was is fitting it into the words of Rabbi Shimon. When Rabbi Shimon says, ma'asem ochichen ala, what does that mean? And the Gemara try to stick an upshot into that, what that means. Approach number three is Ravashi. Ravashi Amar Lokasha kan bekomets machvas l'shem marcheshes, kan bekomets minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes. Again, Ravashi's approach is so radically different than the first approach of Rabba. Ravashi's approach is like this, I have, again, we're going to just go with our two different types of pans because it's easy to differentiate. I have a machvas, a thin pan, a marcheshes, a deep dish pan. In the machvas, I say like this. All right, it's a shallow pan. We all know it's a shallow pan. We all know it's a machvas. And then bring it to the Kohen. The Kohen prepares it. And he says, l'shem marcheshes. Rabbi Shimon says, that's fine. Okay. However, if he says, l'shem minchas marcheshes, Rabbi Shimon says, that's no good. That's no good. Now, what's the difference between the two? Okay? In other words, that's the difference. Why is that different?
The word mincha.
Just the word mincha. Now, what makes that difference? So the Gemara goes on to explain. So, machvas l'shem marcheshes b'manaka mechashev. So, because when he says machvas marcheshes without using the word mincha, so in other words, he's substituting one pan for another pan. They're pans, right? They're mana, they're kalim. So it's nonsense, right, to use Rashi's terminology. It's just simply nonsense.
But isn't the pan what defines?
Huh?
But isn't the pan what defines the...
Correct, but in terms of what the mincha is not a... It is a minchas machvas, but it's not a machvas. It's a pan, it's just a pan. So, and I don't mean that to belittle, obviously. But the point is that I'm not changing the mincha, I'm just, what am I doing? I'm calling it by a different pan. It's a nonsense statement. So the Gemara says, "B'manaka mechashev machshava b'mana lo pasla." A machshava regarding the actual kli itself doesn't pasla. Minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes. But once I say a mincha machvas versus a mincha marcheshes, now we're talking. I mean, in a bad way, that is. Meaning, what you're saying now is not nonsense. B'mincha de pasla b'machshava kamechashev. Okay, fine. So, right, and that is a nonsensical statement, meaning that statement has a certain amount of credibility, not validity, it's not valid, but it has credibility, and so consequently, it would affect the shinui, it would affect the change. So again, this third approach now, in the first brisa that says, don't worry about it, that's talking about when he calls the mincha by a different pan name. So what?
Without saying
the word mincha. Okay, so what? In the second brisa, he actually calls it, instead of it being a minchas machvas, which is what it is, he calls it a minchas marcheshes. That's significant, and that creates a shinui. That creates a change, and lo alo lo balim, it doesn't apply to, it won't get credited to the owner.
How does it address the initial concept of Rav Shimon that says, you know...
Next question of the Gemara.
Okay.
He's trying...
The
amount, I don't know if the amounts are different. I think they're both Isarum. I don't know if the amounts are different, but the point is that he's trying to actually change which mincha it is.
Well,
correct. One is deep fried and one is shallow. Now, again, we're going to...
There's no requirement for him to say anything.
He shouldn't. We learned the beginning of Zvachim. He really shouldn't say anything, right? They made a takana, general takana. We learned the beginning of Zvachim that Kohanim should just offer Stam. And that'll avoid all of our problems. But, you know, the Mishnah over here is dealing with the fundamentals of what if he does? What if he says something and what kind of change would that create? Again, this brings us back to the problem that we experienced with Rava. How do you fit this into the words of Rabbi Shimon? Because this is not what Rabbi Shimon is saying. Rabbi Shimon is saying, Ma'asdem ochichen Allah. The only one of all three answers that's really true to form in terms of what Rabbi Shimon says is that first answer of Rabba. Rabba really, really works with the whole idea of Ma'asdem ochichen Allah, whether it's self-evident, whether it's not self-evident. These other two approaches of Rabba and Ravashi really stumble in terms of listen to what Rabbi Shimon is actually saying. So again, the Gemara is going to do over here what the Gemara did on behalf of Rava, and that is offer a pshat, obviously. You're going to have to, if you're going to give this pshat, you're going to have to say some pshat within the words of Rabbi Shimon. So again, the Gemara says, Hachi kamar. This is how you're going to have to explain Rabbi Shimon. Af agav demachshava minkarhi. Again, the Shita adds the words delo. Correct? Yeah, it's correct. All right, Afa gav de machshava de lo minkar hi ti pasel. Yeah. So even though it's a machshava de lo minkar, meaning we know you're lying, we know you're not telling the truth, and fundamentally we should say that it's pasel because it's not a machvas, it is a marcheshes. Just look at it. You know you're not speaking the truth. So really, it should be pasel umay avab zvachem enokain, and I'm sorry, it should be pasel. And then why isn't it pasul? Because you use nonsense terminology. Because you use terminology of it's a different pan. It's not a different pan. So umay aval bezvachem enokein afagav d'shchita achas akulan zvika achas akulan kabal achas akulan bezvicha the pasul be'machshava kamechashev. Yeah, but when it comes to a karban, none of this would really be true. Meaning, when it comes to a karban, it's one act of shchita. It's one act of kabbalas adam. So there. It's not nonsense terminology, so over there it would in fact create a change. Okay. Amalei Ravach Breda Ravla Ravashi, Chareva Mishim Balula, Amai Amar Rabbi Shimon. Okay, but let's go to a couple of examples that Rabbi Shimon gave. One example was Machvan Marcheshes, right? And Rabbi Shimon says, don't worry about that. You didn't accomplish anything. Why? Because again, according to Ravashi, you use nonsense terminology. Right, you call the mincha by a different pan name. Okay, so what? It's like you're calling it a dog. It's like you're calling it a cat. You're just using nonsense terminology. So the Gemara says, but what about chareva versus balula? That's not nonsense terminology. Chareva means a dry mincha, one without oil. Balula means a mincha with oil. That's not nonsense terminology. So amar leh lushum bila ba'alma. So the Gemara says, well, no, you could understand it as nonsense terminology, because when he says balula, he didn't mean flour mixed with oil. Oh, no, that's not what he meant. What he meant was some mixture, right? Like oil and vinegar. Meaning that's what he meant when he said l'shem balula. So the Gemara now, once again, like I said yesterday, now you open up a Pandora's box. Because now what you're arguing on behalf of Rabbi Shimon is that we could take what he says and turn it into nonsense. Well, once you can do that, can't you always do that? Gemara gives an example. Ihachi l'shem shlamim. Let's say that he changes it, he tries to change it l'shem shlamim into shlamim. So now we know, of course, all know that shlamim is a carbon. Right? But can we say that that's nonsense? Meaning, how are we going to turn that into nonsense terminology? Na'am l'shum shlamim ba'alma. Meaning, you know what I want to do with this mincha? I want to bring peace to the world. Right? We're back in the 70s and 60s even. Right. Right. 70s already. We started with the drugs. So we're back. I want to bring peace to the world. And he says, I'm going to bring this l'shum shlamim. And you know what he meant? I want to bring this for the sake of peace. Not for the carbon itself, for the sake of peace. You see, because once you start doing that, once you start saying, don't listen to what he said. What he said is nonsense. Because this is what he meant. So you open up a total Pandora's box. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. The Gemara says, well, there's obviously going to be a limit to when we can interpret his words as being nonsense. Hasam Zevach Gufe Ekrei Shlamim, because, you see, Shlamim is a term that the Torah uses. Dichsiv HaMakrif is Dam HaShlamim. Hazorik is Dam HaShlamim. So you see that when you say the word Shlamim, it's true, we could reinterpret, but the Torah uses the word Shlamim in the context of a karban. So that's a shinui, that's a change. About hacha mincha gufa mi ikre balula, you never see a mincha actually called balula. Okay? Now there's terminology that's similar. Next week's parsha, this coming week's parsha, chol minchas balula b'shamen, ksiv, but balula b'shemen ikre. But that's only balula b'shemen, mixed with oil. But balula stama, but just the word balula by itself, lo ikre. Okay, you don't have that terminology balula exclusively used for the mincha, and so therefore that's a nonsense terminology, and therefore Rabbi Shimon says it's fine, it's not a problem. We're done. We have now officially submitted for careful consideration three approaches to how to explain Rabbi Shimon: Rabba, Rava, and Ravashi. Okay, now just a quick summary, and then we're going to go on. So according to Rabba, it's all about Maaseh Mochichen Aleha. If what you're saying is so self-evidently wrong, we can ignore it. But if what you're saying could have credibility, so then we don't ignore it, and therefore it creates a shinui, it's shinui kodesh, and therefore lo ala labalim. That is the approach of Rabba, and that explains where the two statements, contradictory statements of Rabbi Shimon. Our second approach belongs to Rava. Rav on the top of Gimel Amud Beis, he says it's all about categorizing. Since Machvas, Marcheshes, Mafetanor, Chareva, Velula, we can go on. Right? Since they're all categorically under the category of mincha, so therefore if I make a shinu, it's not a big deal, because compartmentally it's all the same. Okay. If I try to change it to a zevach, that's significant, because a carbon zevach and a mincha is not the same. So it's all about compartmentalizing. It doesn't fit so beautifully into the words of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, but that's the way to understand it. And finally, third is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says nonsense versus a nonsensical statement. If you make a nonsense statement like, I have this marcheshes, minchas marcheshes, it's deep dish, and I say I'm bringing this l'shem machavas, for the sake of the pan of machavas. What does that mean? You didn't say anything. You're referencing another pan, but so what? That's a pan. So it's a nonsense statement, we could just throw the statement right out. However, it's a non-nonsensical statement, meaning l'shem minchas marcheshes. Okay, so now we can't ignore what he's saying. We have to listen to what he says, and so therefore that would in fact be a shinui. Again, you run into the same wall. It's not the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says ma'aseh mochichin ala, and again the Gemara offered a pshat as well. Okay, the Gemara takes a tally of the three answers and points out that, I've said this many times, and the Gemara here is pretty much going to spell it out, when you see more than one answer, one approach, so there are flaws and holes in each one of the approaches. Kula k'rabba lo amre. So look, the other two don't like Rabba's answer, the adrabba machshava deminkar apostle rachmana, because if anything, the intuition would bring us, svar would bring us to the other conclusion. Meaning that if it's a machshava deminkra, meaning if everyone knows you're lying, that's a shinui. Meaning Rabba's argument, Rabba's whole answer is predicated on the fact, oh, everyone knows you're lying, therefore discount it. Svaru would tell you no. If what you're saying is so self-evidently wrong, don't discount it. Don't ignore it. Meaning it's wrong, and that's a shinui. Okay, so the other two Amarim didn't like Rabba. Rava lo amri v'zos taras lo mashmalahu. Because Rava bases himself on the whole concept that we could take mincha and turn it into one category, and it's one unit, and there are subcategories of the one unit, and it's all based on the word zos taras. The other two Amoraim, they don't buy into that. Meaning they don't view zos taras as the Torah categorizing and putting all the menachos into one general category. And finally, Ravashi lo amri mishum kushi de ravacha brei de rava. And the Ravashi approach, the Gemara doesn't like. Why? Because remember, we then had to, the Gemara asked the question, what about Belula versus Chareva? And then the Gemara made this fine distinction. Well, Belula is nonsense because the Torah never calls the mincha Belula, even though the Torah does. And the Gemara says, well, it meant Belula b'shemen. That's what the Torah calls it. But you realize that it's not really a smooth answer. And each one of these approaches has with it its difficulties. The Gemara continues. Okay. Milsa de Pshita, we're four lines from the bottom of the page. Milsa de Pshita le Rabba, lahagisa le Rabba, lahagisa mi baila le Rabba Ushia. Rav Ushia asked the following question. Wish according to Rabba, he knew the answer, and according to Rabba, he knew the answer, but Rav Ushia did not know the answer. The answer to what question? Vayamri le bai mine Rav Ushia me Rabbi Asi. Some have it that Rav Ushia asked the question from Rav Asi. However you want to phrase it, mincha l'shum zevach. What if I have a mincha, it's a flower offering, and the Kohen, as he's offering it, says that he's offering it l'shum zevach for the sake of a carbon, an animal. So, mali amar Rabbi Shimon. So, what would Rabbi Shimon say in such a case? Meaning, remember, now we've already given Rabba's answer to that and Rabba's answer to that. So, but here Rav Ushia says, I don't know. So Mali Rabbi Shimon, time of the Rabbi Shimon, Misha Machshava Deminkar Lo Pasla, Vahamin Machshava Deminkari, he is the reason behind Rabbi Shimon because something which is self-evident, and this is pretty self-evident. It's flour, it's not an animal. So we all know that he's not speaking the truth. So is that what's behind Rabbi Shimon? And actions speak louder than words? And over here, the action is certainly it's flour, it's not an animal. Or is it all a function of categories? and menachos are one category. Mincha and zavach are two categories. And so therefore this would be a shinui. So I don't know. I don't know what Rabbi Shimon would say in such a case. So Amar Leih, klum higanu l'sof da'ato shel Rabbi Shimon. So he says, you know what? We don't know. We haven't arrived to the very depths of Rabbi Shimon's thinking. We don't understand Rabbi Shimon. And again, the Gemara is going to repeat what it just said a couple lines ago. Karav lo mishan lo mishum kushi da abaye. Karav lo mishan lo mishum kushi v'zos toras hachatas. Karav ashi lo mishan lo mishum kushi da rav achabre da rava. Each one of the approaches that we've given so far has flaws in it. It has faults in it. And so Rav Oshia says, I don't subscribe to any of the approaches. If you don't subscribe to any of the approaches, then you don't understand Rabbi Shimon. And Rav Oshia says, I concede I don't understand Rabbi Shimon. And so therefore, I'll ask a simple question of, what if it's mincha l'shem zevach, and I don't know the answer, because I don't understand Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Funny way to end the whole discussion, but it is. In other words, there are two brises, each one of them representing two differing opinions of Rabbi Shimon, and each approach has with it its difficulties.
Neither is accepted.
Well, it's funny. The whole discussion is all about Rabbi Shimon. Mm-hmm. We don't follow Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is a minority position which is not accepted. We have our Mishnah. And as the Gemara pointed out, according to two of the three approaches, our Mishnah doesn't follow like Rabbi Shimon. So it's interesting. It's a daf of Gemara that's Torah Lishma. Torah for the sake of learning Torah.
That was a puzzle.
Right, we not possible lo alu labalim. The owners don't get credited for it. The only time it's possible is by chatas and Pesach.
So would the kohanim eat the breast?
Yes, the kohanim would be able to eat it. In other words, it's still a carbon mincha. It's a good carbon mincha. The owners don't get credited towards it. Chutz mi minchas chote minchas kanaos. Now, in the world of menachos, so we know that there is a mincha which is a carbon chatas. Right? It has carbon chatas like qualities. In fact, it's a substitution for a carbon chatas. I mentioned on day one of Menachos that there are three of them, which we found in last week's Parsha. For the suppression of testimony, where the person swears he doesn't have testimony and later he admits he does. In the case of Sot we'll get to in just a moment. In the case of Tumas Mikdash Vekardashav, where he walks into the base of Mikdash while he's Tamei, or in the case of Shvur Sheker, where he makes a Shvur, a false oath. So under those three circumstances, the Torah gives an allowance of Ola V'yoreid. So if he's a wealthy individual, he'll bring an animal. If he's poor, he'll bring two birds. And if he's really poor, Dali Dolo, so he's going to bring a Mincha offering. This Mincha offering serves as a substitute. It is a carbon chatas. Because it's a chatas, we'll treat it like a chatas. What do we know about a chatas? That if you do a shinui, it passes, it disqualifies. So in the world of menachos, these menachos that I just described, if there's a shinui, so they get disqualified. What the Gemara is going to deal with in the next couple lines of Gemara is that there's another type of mincha that also gets disqualified with a shinui, and that's the mincha of a sota. Okay. Now the Torah by the mincha sasota never calls it a chatas. Now intuitively, we all understand, right, we can all feel that it's coming because of a chet, right? Mm-hmm. She secluded herself with a man. Her husband said to her, don't be with that guy. Don't seclude yourself with that guy. She goes against the warning of her husband. She does. We do not know what happens in the room. So there's an assumption, but we don't know. So now she is a sota. She is what we call in the Gemara terminology a suffix sota, but suffix over here meaning that she is legally, her status now is a sota, and she can't be with her husband anymore. She's forbidden to her husband. And we bring her to the Beis HaMikdash, and one of the things that happens in the Beis HaMikdash, aside from her drinking the water, is that she brings a mincha, and this is a mincha sota.
But clear her name, that's the thing.
Huh? Right, but okay. But it's not, the Torah never calls it a chatas. And what we learned in our Mishnah is that if there's shinui, now, how many times is this mincha offered? Right? But in this very rare instance where this mincha is offered, and there is shinui, and there's a change of designation, so the Mishnah says, it is pasul, it's disqualified.
It's like a shinui balim, most likely. It's not going to be like a
no, shinui. The Kohen says, you know.
But I think it's barley. This is the, if Rabbi Shimon ever had a case, this is a case, because this is barley. You can definitely tell this is not
it's,
a...
It's, so I'm pointing out also, I think it's unbelievably strange that there would be a shinui under these circumstances. This is a rare event. But still, the point the Mishnah is making is that, look, we deal with law, we deal with all the scenarios. And if there is shinui over here, it's going to disqualify. And so what we're going to have to try to figure out, what the Gemara is going to do for us, is how did we categorize it as a chatas? How did the Mishnah do that? So let's see, the Gemara inside, chutz minchas chote, minchas kanaus, bishlamas minchas chote. So the Gemara starts off with, look, by chote, that's easy. Chatas kariyeh rachmana. The Torah calls it a carbon chatas. Lo yasim ala hashemem v'lo yiten ala levona ki chatas hi. Okay, end of last week's parsha. It's a chatas. Ela minchas kanaus minalan. But the minchas kanaus, the mincha of the jealousy, right? That's the Gemara's terminology for the sota. The tanik tanakama de Rav Nachman. I'm sorry, before we go on. How do I know that it's treated like a chatas? Where does the Torah call it a chatas? Where I'm going to give it the rules and regulations of a chatas, i.e., if there's a shinui, it disqualifies. So the Gemara says, "Itni tana kame de Rav Nachman minchas kanaus mosaros nedava." So the Gemara says, "Well, we'll start off like this. Not a great way to start off the discussion, but we'll start off here. You know, if I have any surplus of the minchas kanaus of the sota mincha, so you know what you do with it? You put in the pushka. Okay, let me explain this a little bit better." Okay. First of all, so usually when you purchase a carbon, so you could just simply take money and use it to the purchase of the carbon. But what sometimes they do is you set aside money. This money, you push it aside and you say, this money is going to be for the purchasing of a carbon. Now the money is imbued with kedusha because it's earmarked for the purchasing of a particular carbon. Now, you don't know what the cost is going to be. What if when you get there, it turns out, wow, I didn't think it was going to be that cheap. It's so exciting. Well, no, it's not really that exciting because all the money was dedicated. So what you do with the most or with the leftover money is you put it in the pushka. Which pushka are we talking about? Yeah. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were 13 shofaros, right? They're called shofars. Don't be confused. That means that they're pushkas. What we'll call pushkas, but they were larger and they were shaped like a shofar, narrow on the top, wide on the bottom, so that no one could stick his hand in and take from the, help themselves. So so if you have leftover money from the minchas kanaus, so it goes towards the nedava, goes to the pushka that says the words nedava. As we've said many times, there are six pushkas at the end of the line that have the word nedava. What happens is that when money's collected in any one of these pushkas, the money is used for the purchasing of a carbon ola. Now, where else, by what other carbon do we find that the mosaros, the leftover monies, go to nedava? So Amalei Shapi Kamart. So he says, "Ooh, you're saying very good, because maskeres avon ksivba. Because when the Torah describes the mincha of the sota, it says maskeres avon, reminder of sin. Uvechatas ksiv vaosana sana seis es avon ha'ida. Now, by the chatas, we have the same terminology of avon. Oh, so now we have a gzeirah shavah, linking the mincha of the sota to the chatas, using the word avon. Ma'ene, good. So it's the route we took is a little circuitous, but now we got to the place we wanted to get to. That you see that, but the Torah using the gzeirah shavah tells us that just like chatas, we use the word avon, so too by sota we use the same word avon. It's a little circuitous because we started off by what do you do with the surplus money? So just like by the chata surplus money goes to nedava, so too by the sota surplus money goes to nedava. So ma chatas masor nedava minchas kanaus masor nedava uke chatas. And now that we're here, so just finish the sentence, and the Gemara does exactly that. Uke chatas ma chatas psula shelo lishma af minchas kanaus psula shelo lishma. Good. So now the mincha of the sota takes on the full nature of a chatas, using the gzeirah shavah. El me'ata asham. So the Gemara says, okay, so if this gzeirah shavah is what's taking you to your destination, so you know by the carbon asham, we have the same terminology. Yehi pastor shelo lishma de'gamar avon avam echatas. So the Gemara says, by asham, the Torah uses the word avon. Now, and the Gemara is going to clarify in just a moment, it's not the word avon, it's avono. Where the pasuk is exactly, I don't know. Okay.
This is something like Rabbi Eliezer was it? You said Asham should be like
Rabbi Elazar says Chatas and Ashim are the same. That's very good. It's a good memory. We'll get to that word in just a moment. Okay? That's by Chatas. That's not by an Ashim. Okay, good. So we'll get to that word in a moment. So the Gemara says, fine. So if you're using Avon as your Gzer Shava, so by Ashim also there's the word Avon. But again, Avon, no, not Avon. So the Gemara says, Ela mihat Ashim yepasul shelo lishma de Gemara Avon Avon mechatas. Done in Avon me Avon. Well, the words are not exactly the same. And how can you make a gzera shav if the words are not exactly the same? The Gemara asked one of the most often asked questions in all of Shas. Right? You see your list over here of where you're going to find this question throughout Shas. This question comes up again and again. It really is a fundamental question. When you make gzera shavas, so first of all, we all know, right, just to state what we stated many times, we don't make gzera shavas, right? The gzera shava only comes al yedei mesorah, only comes through a tradition, which, if taken very literally, you don't really understand then what the whole give and take of the Gemara is over here. We don't make gzera shavas. So then what difference does it make what the word actually says? Either you have a tradition or you don't have a tradition. But leaving that point aside for just a moment, when in fact the gzera shava is made, the words don't have to be exactly identical. Without going through the actual gzera shava, a gzera shava was created using two different words that have the same meaning. Vishava koin uvaha koin. And the koin returns and the koin returns. And it's not even the same word and a gzera shava was created. So over here, one... It's not the same pasuk. It's all based on when the coin comes back after week number two. It goes through the same process as week number one.
It's really from verb hakoin there.
No, it's vishav.
But I'm saying
it's helped by the
verb is
hakoin. It's helped by the hakoin. But but you don't need identical words. And over here, what are we talking about? Avon versus Avono? That's going to make a difference between whether we make a gzera shava. We don't make a gzera shava. That's not true. And now Rabbi Goldstein, the Gemara, is going to make your point, which is, and we even have a word Avono when it comes to a chatas. Last week's parsha, right? It's suppression of testimony. I don't know anything. What are you talking about? I don't have testimony. So there also, the Torah uses the word Avono. So what are you doing over here? You're telling me I can't make a gzera shava because it's not avon. You could make a gzera shava and you have the same word. Eliki gam gzera shava la mosin adavu degamrei. So the Gemara says, okay, so you know what? That gzera shava that connected the sota to the chatos, limited gzera shava, it only speaks to the concept of Moser Nedava. It doesn't actually, what we try to do, which is carry it over. We finish the sentence before, the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you're telling me that we made a half a Gzer Shava? The Chitema in Gzer Shava La Mechza. The Gemara says, you know we can't do that. You don't make a half a Gzer Shava, or a half a Gzer Shava. Meaning that if in fact there is a link between two different mitzvos in the Torah, I'm only going to carry it through for some halachas, but not for other halachas. The Gemara says, no, galei rachman agabe chatas, v'shacharos ala chatas, osa l'shma ksherah shalol l'shma psula, aval kol kachim bein l'shmam, bein shalol l'shmam ksherim. But the Gemara says, here I have no choice. I have to make a half a gzera shava. Why? Because when it comes to the chatas, and a shinui creates a psula, a disqualification, so the Gemara says, that is... The Torah goes out of its way to tell you that's limited only to the carbon chatas, to no other carbon. So if you are called a carbon chatas, then a shinui makes a psul. Then a change in designation disqualifies. But if it's anything other than the chatas, it does not work. So we're really back to square one. Back to square one. The Sota Mincha, the Mishnah told us that if there's shinui kodesh, it disqualifies, it passes. Now how do I know that? So the Gemara attempted to use Gzera Shava, but the Gemara says, no, but Gzera Shava is not going to work. So the Gemara now goes for approach number two. Ella. Minchas chote, minchas kanos, de psulim shalol shma minalan. Chatas time amai mishum dechsev bei hi. So the Gemara says, when it comes to the chatas, the Torah uses the word he. He's an exclusionary term. It means it. So it is considered a carbon only when you have the right mindset. But if you have a shinui, if you have a, if you try to change the designation, it's no good. Hachinami haksiv behu he. So the Gemara says here also, when it comes to the sota, the Gemara uses the same terminology. Torah uses the words he. So the Gemara says, Asham nami haksiv behu. So the Gemara says again, if it's all based on exclusionary terminology of who and he, so the Gemara says by Asham, we also have that same exact terminology. Hahu hula achar haktara imurim dechsev. So the Gemara says no. By the carbon Asham, this week's parsha coming up, we do have the word who, but that's only by the burning of the innards of the carbon Asham. That's a mitzvah. It's not essential. Kiditanya aval Asham lo nemar bahu el ala achar haktaras imurim. Hu atzmo shelo huktar imur of kasher. And we all know that if you don't burn the imurim, you didn't affect the carbon asham. Carbon asham is still a good carbon asham. You sprinkle the blood, you did good. Ela hu lamali lechadrav hu namarav. Asham shenitak lo raya v'shachtu stam kasher. L'shem ola. Nitak in lo nitak lo. Amakra hu be'av yaso yehe. So what's the who coming to teach us? Something that we've seen a couple of times already throughout Masechta Zvachim. That a carbon asham, if it's nitak, if it's uprooted, which means that if I don't need the carbon asham anymore, Rashi gives the scenario where I have two carbon ashams, one was used already, the other one's not needed anymore. So right, I lost my original one, I replaced it, etc., etc. If I have a carbon asham that's not needed, and I menatek, which means I uproot, I say, I don't need this as a carbon asham anymore, and I'm going to now shecht it as something else, it defaults into a carbon ola. Okay, so we've seen this already a couple of times. Throughout Zvachim, the Gemara says, that's what the who's coming to teach us. Okay, so answer to the question, how do I know that by a sota, if I have a shinua, if the Kohen has a change of designation while offering the carbon sota, that in fact becomes pasul, which is really a chatas halacha, and the mincha of the sota is not a chatas. The Torah never calls it a chatas. So how do I know that? So the Gemara's final answer is exclusionary terminology. The Torah uses the word who when describing the, or he, when describing the mincha of the sota. Okay, let's do a little bit more for this morning. Amarav. Okay? Minchas ha'omer shekimsa shalol l'shma psula. The carbon omer. Second day of Pesach, what we bring, not nowadays, unfortunately, but in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, what was brought is a carbon omer. Carbon omer was a flour offering, was made up of barley, one of those few exceptions where barley instead of wheat, and the carbon omer, which is brought on the 16th day of Nisan, second day of Pesach, which here in Chutz Aretz we treat like Yantif, okay, but in Eretz Yisrael, both then and now, it's the first day of Chol HaMoed, so you bring the carbon omer. That carbon omer that's brought is a machshir, right? What does that carbon omer allow us to do? Eat all the wheat that was grown over the past year. Okay, all the wheat that was grown over the past year is chadash, it's new wheat. You're not allowed to eat new wheat. Even here in Chutz Aretz, we're not allowed to eat new wheat. Right? So it's all chadash, it's all new. Chadash asar min haTorah. Anything new is asar min haTorah. Okay, that's a overstatement. New wheat is asar min haTorah. And so therefore, once the 16th day of Nisan comes and goes, and you bring your carbon omer, so now all that new wheat that grew and was collected is now allowed to be eaten. Okay, most people, not for now, most people here in America do not check to see whether the wheat is from the past year or from the year before that. Okay, that's a halachic discussion for another time. Anyway, the minchas ha'omer shekamsa shaloshma psula ho uval lahatir velo hitira. Because the purpose of this carbon is to be a matir, to permit, velo hitira. And because you had a shinui, it was a matir, and therefore it's disqualified. So essentially what Rav is doing is, I'd like to add to the list of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah gave us a really short list of those menachos where you have a shinui, where you have a change of designation. It disqualifies. Our Mishnah's list was the Minchas Chote and the Minchas Sota. And what Rav says is, I'd like to add to that list. Now, the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. How can you add to our Mishnah? Okay, so we'll get to that in just a moment. V'chena ta'omer ba'asham nazir v'asham mitzor sheshachmul shelo l'shman psulin ho v'al lahachshir v'lo ichshiru. And also, by the way, says Rav, I'd like to add to the list of the Mishnah and Zvachim. Meaning the Mishnah and Zvachim says, here are your karbanos where? If you have a shinu, they become disqualified. And that was also a short list. Chatas and Pesach. And Rav says, I'd like to add to that list, Asham Mitzora and Asham Nazir. Yeah, right? Well, why are we reading this now for the first time? Okay? Fair question. So the Gemara, we'll take us through the first question this morning, and then we'll move on from there. Tanan. First question. Rav, what are you doing? So our Mishnah pretty much gives us a list of menachos where if you have a shinui, it becomes disqualified. And the Mishnah didn't include Minchas Omer. So Rav, what are you doing? So the Gemara gives in defense of Rav, ki ketani ba yachid ba tzibur lo ketani. So first of all, the Mishnah is only talking about individual menachos, not communal menachos. And Rav's example is a communal mincha. And ki tani ba'a beglal atzma, ba'a beglal zevach lo ketani. Also, our Mishnah is talking about menachos that come independently. The minchas omer comes with an animal. It's a mincha haba ima zevach. Another reason why it's not talked about in our Mishnah. Ki ketani hanach she'en kavula zman, hada kavula zman lo ketani. Another thing. Our Mishnah is only talking about menachos that are independent of time, can be brought at any point in time. The Rav is talking about the Minchas HaOmer, which is time-bound. It's brought only on the 16th day of Nisan and no other time. So, for those three reasons, it's communal, it comes together with a karban, it comes on, it's set by the calendar. That's why it was not included in our Mishnah, but in practice, in theory, it's the same as our Mishnah. If you have a shinui, if you have a change, because the whole purpose of this carbon mincha is a matir, therefore it's therefore a shinui would totally disqualify it. Okay, what's the svar behind that? So maybe tomorrow we'll talk a little bit behind what's the svar behind that. But that's the first statement. That's the first defense of Rav's first statement. Okay, good. Today we finished up the three approaches of how to understand the stir between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon. We had the statement of Rav Oshi on the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that says, I don't buy into any one of those approaches, and I don't understand Rabbi Shimon. Well, we got on the Sof Dato. The Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph speaks about the carbon sota. Why is it treated like a chatas? So the Gemara gave two approaches. The first approach the Gemara gave up on. The second approach is that we use exclusionary terminology of the Torah describes it with the word who, which means that shelo l'shma would disqualify it. And now we are finishing up with the statement of Rav, where Rav says that if I have shinui by a minchas ha'omer, it disqualifies. And how come that wasn't put in our Mishnah?